Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome and good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist, unapologetic patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. You all know what day it is. It's Trump Tuesday.
That's right. Let the trumpets sound.
That's for sure. You know, and we just want to put it out there because he is the legally elected president that was basically shoved off in this communist coup with this fraudulent election that took place in 2020. And so any time he is going to have a gag order placed upon him that he can't talk about these things or say anything about these things, let us all say it for him.
That's right.
Let us all shout it from the rooftops, where if they're going to silence him, we'll just get louder.
Yep, exactly.
And so he was the legally elected president with over 80 million votes.
Right.
More votes than he got the first time that he won the election and took them all by surprise.
I think more than any president has ever gotten.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. And so he was the rightful winner. But thank you so much to all of the controlled and manipulatable electronic voting machines. They were able to erase votes where they wanted to and add votes where they wanted to.
That's right.
And so, as you know, this is what we've been talking about forever. And so we're going to continue to describe that there is a remedy, you know, that there's a demand that we have to make upon Congress, that we demand that they ban all electronic voting machines,
yes,
and mail-in ballots. You know, short of maybe military men that are overseas,
right?
You know, but absolutely ban all electronic voting machines, because as we found out, Dominion voting machines that are used in America are actually owned by the Chinese, and so Sidney Powell tracked all of that down and showed very, very clearly, laid it all out. It's all proven.
Yeah.
And so, you know, look at who is backing Biden and using him as a puppet. It's the Chinese. Look who owns the electronic voting machines. It's the Chinese. Look who was in charge of the auditing group, the Carter.
Oh, yes.
Remember that in the Arizona election?
Yep.
What was it? It's the Carter Foundation?
It's the Carter Institute, I think.
Carter Institute. Anyway, it's the Chinese that own that.
Yeah, well, they're one of the largest, if not the largest, financial contributor to the Carter Foundation, the Carter,
right,
whatever it was.
Right.
Bill Gates, too, I believe,
yep,
was on that.
That's right.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to go back and look at that list again, because I can't remember all of them, but most of them are kind of nobody's, but
right,
those were the two that really stood out to me.
Yep. And so it's clear that this nation is under a communist coup controlled largely by the Chinese. The other part is by the United Nations,
right,
stooges. And so it's a mix of Chinese control and UN control over this nation through the fraudulent elections that are basically ruled by electronic voting machines.
And supported and held up by Soros-backed district attorneys that are dogging
That's
the president,
right,
in frivolous lawsuits.
Yeah, and paying those prosecutors to not uphold the standard law and
right,
to not prosecute criminals as they ought to be.
That's right.
And so as you know, we have the Ban Electronic Voting Machines bill for all congressmen that is on our website, and that is at radiofreeredoubt.com. Right there on the front page, just scroll down of the list of things that we have posted there,
yep,
and both it and its introduction letter are posted there. And we just want to encourage everybody to understand that if you send that certified to your congressman, don't just send it one time. Keep sending it till you get a response.
Right.
Because they need to have their offices flooded with the most important thing before this next election happens.
Yeah.
Right? They have got to understand that the American people are demanding that they ban all electronic voting machines.
Right. Yep.
And so, absolutely. In fact, I just yesterday sent that bill and a letter to Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, so that he has it right there in his hand, and hopefully it will actually make it to him through his assistance.
Let's hope so, right?
We'll hope so. If not, I'll send him another one.
You know, there's some guy, Asa Hutchings or Hutchison, some guy that's trying to run for president.
Oh, yes, yes.
I think I've heard the name before. Anyway, he was given one of his failed presidential campaign speeches and said that former President Donald Trump will be convicted of a felony. They booed him out of there. They told him, go home.
Yep.
Whoever the guy is.
Yeah, exactly.
Running for that's Republican.
That's the thing. That guy is having that to say when nobody even recognizes his name. You know, I mean, really. And so I have this statement here by President Trump where he says, if this election doesn't work, if this election is rigged and stolen, if bad things happen, our country will not survive. If Crooked Joe and the Democrats get away with removing my name from the ballot, then there will never be a free election in America again. We will have become a dictatorship where your president is chosen for you. You will no longer have a vote, or certainly won't have a meaningful vote, and you could say, frankly, that that has already begun. This truly is our final chance to save America, and with the 2024 election now less than a year away, this is your chance to take a stand against tyrants and support the one and only movement that can save our country and make America great again. We must win in 2024. If we don't win, we will not have a country. If we do win, we will make America greater than it's ever been before. Thank you. And so that's his statement.
Yeah.
And
well, I like it, but I think it's optimistic. I think 2020 was our last chance to have a real election. You know, I mean, we're hopeful, you know, but like you said, the electronic voting machines got to be dealt with. The voter fraud issues have to be dealt with.
That's right.
And 2020 may have been our last, election.
Well, and I mean, it also points to the fact that they've been stolen. Every single election we've had has been stolen since the year 2000 when we started using electronic voting machines. And like I keep saying, Sidney Powell very, very clearly proved all of that and had all the evidence perfectly in line. And would any judge hear it? Absolutely not, because right. They're paid by Soros not to.
Yep. Come up with every excuse not to. Same thing with Carrie Lake. 2022 was another one. Boy, they chose the key. I don't think they interfered with every election. There's some they don't have to, but they focus on the key states, the ones that would swing this country back on course toward a constitutional republic again. And that's what they targeted. That's what they put all their efforts into. And here we are.
Well, I'd have to actually respectfully disagree. Sorry about having to do that. But even in the local elections, it's been really rampant where different candidates, I'm not going to name them right now, but different candidates have run locally in areas where they've only had 48 registered voters, and somehow they turn out 5,000 votes for this rhino candidate.
Yep. There are those, yep.
And so,
sure.
You know, and there's a lot of them. And to think that that's just here in our local little neck of the woods, you know, we're also seeing all of that same thing all across America. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that I think it's more of a fluke if a good guy actually gets in.
Right.
You know, that somehow they overlooked him or something happened to where their contrived election theft didn't work for that person.
Well,
but
it's just like the manipulated and stolen elections. They win by 51 point to 49, right?
Yes.
It's just a hairline. So yep.
And that is actually the person that invented the manipulatable electronic voting machines. He said that is the signature to know
yes.
if they have been manipulated, is if it's really close between, you know, like just a few percentages on both sides.
Right.
He said that is the signature of a stolen election.
Yeah, because a lot of these should be really like 60-40. Or, you know, 70-30.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And when they're 51-49, that's yep. a telltale sign, he said. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, too, if they throw a bone every now and then. They'll
right.
just let this Republican get elected there because, well, it'll be inconsequential because we've got the numbers. It's going to wipe him out.
Right.
You know, his effectiveness anyway because we've got all these other. But it would look too obvious if they won 100% of them, right?
Right.
So they let you think that there's actually some political competition going on.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. And so that's where we're at, people. And truly, it's just like Trump keeps telling Congress, you guys better get smart. You guys better figure this out and do something that's actually effective. I can't think of anything more important than wiping those... wiping the election fraud possibility clean off the slate.
Right.
You know, I mean, what better way to effectively regain our nation than that? There isn't one.
That's right.
So, you know, there it is.
Well, all right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's get to the word of the day today here on this fine Trump
Tuesday.
That's right.
Okay. Well,
all right. So, what do we got for the word of this? This is another random turning.
Random
okay.
turning.
Good.
And so, today's random turning comes to us from Psalm 14, and it's very short. It's only seven verses, but it reads under the title "Folly of the Godless and God's Final Triumph."
Oh.
The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call on the Lord? There they are in great fear. For God is with the generation of the righteous. You shame the counsel of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord brings back the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad."
Oh, yeah. It. Wow. "Let the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord brings back the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad."
Yep.
Wow. Another, you know, prophetic.
That's right.
Psalm.
Well, and
that's what happened. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Because especially the fact where just the first verse, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
Yes.
They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. You know, I mean, there's nobody who embodies that more than the mass media.
Well, and the, you know, I just recently saw, yesterday, I saw a video of these three college students, two girls and a guy, who were tearing these bring them back home posters. This is in America.
Right.
At a university. And these college students ripped down these posters of these missing, abducted people, and they were being challenged. People with their cell phones saying, "Why did you tear that down? Why did you, innocent people are being killed." Well, those are innocent Jews that were killed, and the response of this girl is, "Jews aren't people."
Wow.
Now, these are the same, she said, "Jews aren't real people," and these are the same people who, the fools in their heart, say there is no God. They're atheists. They're,
yep.
they're actually anti-Christ and anti-Israel from the sense of a spirit that is,
that's right.
that is taking them over. Where you can say a Jewish person is not a real person in 2023
right.
in America.
And those are the same people that call Christians haters.
Exactly. And so this is, you know, the media, absolutely. But the academia, I think, is even worse. They've got the minds of our youth.
Yes.
You know, and they have They have them in their grip, face-to-face, in the same classroom.
Day after day.
Where they can indoctrinate them on a day-to-day basis, give them arguments, counter-arguments, and they can engage with them, which is much more powerful than a passive media just telling you what to think.
That essentially ends up being brainwashing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and we ran across this great little sign of somebody that was at one of those pro-Hamas protests, and he is actually holding a sign against them. You know, see, so he's against Hamas and for Israel. His sign says, I just absolutely love it. His sign says, exchange each hostage for 100 pro-Hamas U.S. students. Good for Israel, good for USA. Good for Hamas, educational for students.
Absolutely.
No kidding.
Yes.
If those people here in America who've got it so good want to support Hamas, I think they should absolutely go over there and live with them.
Ship them over there.
Ship them over.
Absolutely.
Let them see who they're actually defending and see how those people are and how they live. They won't make it the week.
No.
Hamas would kill them.
Right.
Within days, you know.
Hamas would give them an AK-47 with 3 rounds and tell them to go out, you know.
And shoot the other kids.
Yeah, tell them to go out there and face the Zionists.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, they would either use them for frontline fodder or they would tell them to kill each other with them. Otherwise, they will kill them. You know, I mean, that's the kind of wickedness that these ignorant students are supporting and defending.
Yeah.
But also from the word of the day, in verse 2, where it describes, the Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God.
Me.
You know, exactly, me. And so that's a really fantastic vision to imagine the Lord looking down, looking for people who are seeking him.
Yes.
Because it says that if we seek him, he reaches down to us.
Right, right.
And so that's fantastic. That's like getting the view of like standing behind the Lord and watching what he does.
I love it.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, it is.
I love that awesome little insight and seeing that he's looking for people who are seeking him.
Yep, absolutely. So, amen to that. And so today's scripture comes from Psalm
14, the whole thing.
Oh, the whole thing. Okay.
All seven verses.
Yeah, seven verses. Short, easy to read. Read it.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, all of the stuff going on in the world, law enforcement today, no, the new American, let's see. The new American. Some judge rules that some arms, like AR-15s, do not qualify under the Second Amendment, that they're not protected. Yeah. Well, who cares? But, where was this? Oh, there we go. Law enforcement today. Joe Biden asked, who needs a firearm amidst war, a surge of illegal and unknown immigrants, and instability around the globe? The answer is pretty clear. Second Amendment.
Yep, exactly. Yep,
absolutely. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by Katie Armour. Speaking of armor, armoring up and defending, Katie Armour, a Christian Patriot-owned business. For all your serious body armor needs, check them out at katiearmor.com, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two is sponsored by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a business, a ministry, or a website for any reason, you have to have it hosted somewhere. Well, you may as well support a Christian Patriot-owned business located in the American Redoubt. They host hundreds of websites, and they take great care of us as well. We're grateful. So you can learn more at TLCWebHosting.com. Well, Lady Liberty, segment two, we've got a few audio clips that hopefully we'll get time to get to them all.
Right, exactly. And everyone, welcome back to Trump Tuesday. We've got this statement here from Dan Scavino, where he says, if the election were held today, former President Trump would easily beat President Joe Biden with over 300 electoral votes, according to a new swing state poll from the New York Times and Siena College.
Huh.
Isn't that something?
That's a no-brainer.
Yep, exactly.
Speaking of Biden.
Yeah. Yes, right, for sure. And, you know, as we're seeing, you know, they're not wanting to Trump to say anything about election fraud. Well, right. Lo and behold, election fraud seems to be the only thing they can think about, because election fraud cases break out in three Democrat states.
Oh, imagine that.
And so funny thing that is... they're all over the voter fraud thing.
Oh,
that
yes.
That is their MO, I'd have to say, at this point.
When is their Democrat candidate that's got the raw end of the deal?
Yeah. that person didn't pay them enough or something to manipulate the vote in their favor. And so, you know, I wonder what that it does kind of make it interesting to see how that actually boils down when they know that they can manipulate the vote even amongst themselves.
Yes. Wow.
But, well, so anyway, so we've got a clip here that we wanted to put some emphasis on, because here we've got the greatest speaker of the House that the nation has been blessed with in I don't know how many decades.
I'm really liking this guy.
Yep. And so we're truly blessed to have this person in office, and I think it's a move of the hand of God. And we wanted to describe to bring to you this interview with Fox's Shannon Breen, and how she is basically attacking him for being a Christian. And so we wanted to kind of share that with all of you and break it down a little bit. So go
ahead. This first one is his take on the border,
yes,
right?
Yes, yep. Yeah. Yeah, so this guy is such a breath of fresh air. He's got his head on straight. Listen to what he has to say.
But also even some across the aisle who recognize we have to change what is happening. Over 6.3 million illegal crossings since Joe Biden took office. It's more than the population of my state. We cannot continue this, and everyone knows it. And the fentanyl that's come over the border, the human trafficking, the cartels making billions of dollars on our backs, we are going to stop that, and the House Republicans are committed to it. I think the people are with us, Shannon.
Absolutely, the people are with them on that, overwhelmingly.
Right.
And of course, they're trying to make it like he's on the fringe. You know, some people are saying you're extremist, outlandish views on this or that. Just the way she framed up the questions.
Right. She says, you're wildly out of step with the American people. Well,
abortion.
We beg to ask her, wildly out of step with which American people?
Right.
any of the 82 million that voted for Trump because they're traditional conservative Christian patriots?
Yeah, exactly. We should be wildly out of step with the communists that are pushing their agenda. So
that's right.
But on abortion, yeah, he weighs in, and this is what he has to say.
Okay, I want to talk about some social issues. You've got a lot of critics who say that you are wildly out of step with the American people. Let's talk abortion first. One of the groups opposing you says this. He wants a total abortion ban with no exceptions. He supported bans that would not only criminalize abortion, but ban IVF treatments and common forms of birth control, and that you voted against access to contraception. Where are you on these issues? Is that an accurate assessment of where you are? Because that's not in step with the American people.
No, Shannon, look. I'm pro-life. I've said very clearly I'm a Bible-believing Christian. I believe in the sanctity of every single human life. So I come to Congress with deep, personally held convictions. But guess what? So do my 434 other colleagues in the House. Everyone comes to Congress with their deeply held convictions. But the process here is that you make law by consensus. And I've not brought forward any measure to address any of those issues. Right now, our priorities are funding the government, handling these massive national security priorities that we have in crises around the globe, and taking care of changing and reforming how Congress works. That's what we're going to do. Listen, prior to the modern time, I mean, until recently, actually, almost all of our nation's leaders openly acknowledged that they were also Bible-believing Christians. I mean, this is not something that should cause great unrest, okay? It's just that Washington right now, what you're seeing, Washington and the Associated Press Corps are engaging with a leader who openly acknowledges faith and the foundational principles of our country.
Okay,
I think this is a healthy discussion.
You know, when somebody says to a Christian patriot that they're wildly out of step with, on the issues, I would say, thank you.
No kidding.
That's
yes,
a compliment.
That's a huge compliment, and praise God for that.
Yeah, he's a Christian. He's a humble man. And in fact, he even said that about his finances. They're trying to grill him about, you know, why haven't you reported, you know, your financial statements?
Yeah, your assets, your very shady seeming financial affairs.
Oh, yeah. Love how she just throws that in there. Made sure that she quoted someone else, but she made sure to throw that word in there. Oh, well, this was his response.
We got to go, but I have to ask you this because there's been so much made about it. Vanity Fair says this. What's up with Mike Johnson's very shady-seeming financial disclosures? They say you've never reported a bank account or an asset on a financial disclosure form going back to 2016. Can you clear that up for us?
Yes, look, I'm a man of modest means, okay? I was a lawyer, but I did constitutional law, and most of my career I spent in the nonprofit sector. We have five now, that are very active, and I have kids in graduate school, law school, undergraduate. We have a lot of expenses, but I can relate to everybody else. My father was a firefighter, right? I didn't grow up with great means, but I think that helps us be a better leader because we can relate to every hardworking American family. That's who we are. And I think it governs and helps govern my decisions and how I lead.
Nice answer.
Yep. Well, and that's very true. And like he said, if you're a man of modest means, that's excellent leadership skill building because you're not just, you know, you understand the limits of a budget.
Well, so many of these people are completely detached from the real world.
Yep.
You know,
that's right.
So, and they have been for generations, many of them. Well, we're out of time, guys. You be blessed out there. You be safe and have good situational awareness. And join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.